We all have a nice end times narrative going these days. Whether you're a friend over here in Oakland, whether you think it's the rapture that's coming or peak oil, June 20, the end of the Mayan calendar. You know the thing about the Mayan calendar or the Aztec calendar ending? There's a second one that they're supposed to use after that. Nobody talks about that. So, only in San Francisco, font size. So, there's an end times narrative, you know, peak oil, running out of food, whatever. And I played with that a lot on the last few records and stuff like that because I hear so much of it and it's kind of fascinating to me. But this song is called Raise Them Up on Honey. And it was inspired by this one simple thing. I went to Walmart to buy some auto supplies and I saw my lawyer kind of scoot past and go into the sporting goods section. And my lawyer is not your typical music industry lawyer. He's actually a Brooks Brothers suit wearing 17th floor corner office corporate lawyer and goes to Kazakhstan or Honduras and writes their natural resource laws or something like that. But he's a very good keyboard player and he plays on our records. And he also is a lawyer, so he's our music business lawyer. So anyway, so it was odd to see him in Walmart. And so I was like, man, what's going on with Craig? So I followed him through the store and he's up at the gun counter and the guy's getting him some stuff. And I said, Craig, what are you doing here? Oh, hey, David. Well, I'm buying as much ammo as I possibly can. He'd bought a farm recently. I knew he was like digging this root cellar and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. He's got his end times narrative going here. So everybody does. Everybody's got a customizable end times narrative. So this is like a little television show. And if I met like Judd Apatow one day, and I'm hoping that actually one day he's in the audience, right, or something like that, and I go, or, you know, he's in elevators. Look, I'll give you the 30-second pitch for the television show. Okay, you ready for it? Everybody ready for it? Yes. A modern-day Green Acres. They go to the country to grow pot.